about over 5 years ago when I started here at Legacy as a missions pastor. I remember being in the office during a moment of COVID and understanding that there are so many things in our way to where we may not be able to go out like we would like to. And for about 2 years being here, I just remember praying, Lord, would you do something within our missional posture here at the church, here at Legacy? I remember going to many different mission opportunities by myself, praying for people to partner with us and go with us. For a season there, I was kind of getting concerned because nobody was saying yes. But just to see the testimony of impact, where we have recently shared that we have sent 118 missionaries from this house this past year, whether it's locally or whether it's globally, to pursue and advance the kingdom of God, shows a powerful impact that we are having here at Legacy Church. Can we just give God a really good praise for that? And I want us to look at a text today, and we'll find it in Psalm 67. And as we take a look at this text, I know some of us will look at the number 67, and I know that's a thing. I know it is a thing. I know it's a thing, but that's not what we're talking about today. Just in case somebody felt tempted to say it, I said it for you. But today, I just want us to share something in this text. I want this to illuminate in our hearts, in our minds, because this ancient writer, this ancient text is more of like a song, a poem of sharing into what God is doing and what he has done. It is calling forth for people to walk out of the perspective of what is happening in their life, in their moment, and bringing it back to the place of acknowledging God in a lot of different atmospheres within their life. And some of us need that opportunity as well, right? Some of us need to walk away from what is happening in culture, what is happening in our daily experience, and giving God thanks and giving God praise. Amen. So in Psalm 67, it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase, God. Our God shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Can we all say amen to that word and to that song? You see, whenever we think about this, it's kind of like we all understand that there are many different narratives that are happening out in the world right now. There are many narratives that we understand are happening in our own personal life. But there comes a point where even in our own narratives, whatever is happening at work, whatever is happening in culture, whatever is happening in the news, that sometimes we just need to take a moment to take a step back and acknowledge the goodness of God. And understand this, when we talk about impact and the impact that we're having in the community and in the global world, we have to acknowledge that it's not just by ourselves, but Legacy Church, we're doing something together and something unique and profound is happening in our midst. We have to understand that there are many stories behind every single person. And whether you know them as a believer, maybe you may know them as a non-believer, but understand that there is a story that is being lived. There is a perspective that is being had. And we are walking around a sphere of influence where we can invite those, just like the psalmist is inviting those who are reading or singing this song. He is inviting them into a perspective. We also have the ability through the gospel message, through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, to invite people living in a different narrative into the narrative and the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? And here's the thing about this. When we take a look at what is being invited into, we have to understand that God's presence has been foundational for us here at Legacy Church. That is one thing we have to understand. It says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. You have to understand that this psalm is not talking about material blessings, but it's talking about the presence of God being aware of who we are and what we are going through. It is aware of where we are, but it's interesting. The writer is saying that may God's blessing, meaning his blessing anywhere that he is, happens to be a blessing, and may his face shine upon us. Today, I want to share on this Impact Sunday that his face has shined through Legacy Church. His face has shined through the kids' ministry, to the student ministry, to all the adults here. He has utilized our voices. He has utilized our words. He has utilized our writings. He has utilized our ability to say yes to the things that he has called us to. His presence has been present with us, with other people around us. But let me just share this. Because you have said yes to the different things that are happening here at Legacy Church, you have allowed his face to shine through you. You have allowed the blessing of God, the gospel message, the one who came, who saved your life, to illuminate so much through you, to do a lot in you, that his grace has abounded over you, that it could not stay still, that a message had to come out, that his face, his presence, his goodness, his love, not only is in you, but it's loving through you. Amen? You have to understand, whenever we are those who are saying yes to the calling of God, we have to understand when we're walking into a world that so desperately needs his presence, so desperately needs him, we have to understand we walk with a message that is so profound. But guess what? This message is something that brings hope in dark and broken places. We have to remember it is a word that brings healing to the hearts of those who are completely broken. But yet, even through the brokenness, his love compounds and it penetrates that brokenness and brings impact to their lives. And guess what? It also shares a message that our God is not dead, but he is alive. And not only is he alive, he is alive in our actions. He is alive in our words. He is alive in the calling that he has brought us to. So let's just say amen to that. He is alive. He is alive today. And even as the psalmist is sharing this word, I hope we can understand that there is a sense of longing to understand that we are living a blessed life. Understand this, there are those who are walking in a place where they're having these storylines that are going on in their heads that they don't understand the goodness of God. But guess what we do? We get to share within that. But the reason why we have this opportunity to share the impact, to show the impact, is to remind us that even as we have our day-to-day and our day-to-day schedules, there's impact still happening here through Legacy Church. Even as we go to work, even as we go to school, even as we go all around the city of Plano or maybe on vacations or maybe around this world, that God's impact is still being made and he's utilizing not only me, he's utilizing you. And we just want you to see through your faithful giving, through your generosity, through your generous hearts, people are seeing and understand that there is a God who is alive in them and hope is being made new in their lives. So I'm praying that you understand that his face, Legacy, is shining through you today. His face is shining through us as a church body today. So even as we think about the things that are happening, as we walk into this building, understand, even when you see the Connect team, his face is shining through us. Even as you're a part of a life group that is having block parties, his face is shining through you at this moment. But it kind of gets us to a place where we can understand and look at this and understand from the psalmist that he wants people to understand about his God. And we also want us to understand, we want people to understand how loving and good our God is. And we have to be reminded in the second thought that God's purpose is global. It doesn't just stick or stay with us, but it is global. It is something that doesn't just stay in these four walls, but it goes out. Because listen to this, and this is somebody who's an Israelite, and you have to understand that this message wasn't just for the Israelites, but he is saying that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. See, God blesses his people so his name will be known. He is blessing us with this message of the gospel so that his name may be known. As we sing these Christmas songs, we don't just sing them just because it's a fun thing to do. We sing them because Jesus, who came from heaven down to this earth, did a powerful and profound work for each and every one of us. Now this name named the Lord Jesus Christ needs to be made known all over the world. Amen? So in our impact, in the investment of Legacy Church, we have seen people say yes to this call globally. But not only is it global, we have to understand we live in a very global city as well. There are so many people from many different aspects of this world that are in our neighborhoods, and we have this great opportunity to minister to them, and we have chosen to do that. We have gone to UTD, and we have seen conversations with people from international places hearing the gospel message. And yes, we share with them pizza, and as they try to take advantage of that free meal, then they have the opportunity to hear the goodness of Jesus Christ. We have these opportunities at Patriot Park where we get to feed lunch for the families that are in the subsidized apartment. And it's an opportunity for us to share with them the love and the goodness of God, to build relationships with them, letting them know that, hey, we're a church, yes, but there is a God that loves you so much, and we're willing to go out of our way to make sure you know it. We have to understand this message is not just for us, it is also global. It is going out in the communities, it is going out into this world. And so we are seeing so much impact within the world. We are seeing in Uganda so many pastors and churches in the villages being equipped to do things that they were not used to doing. They're being able to present the gospel in ways that they have just been able to be taught a different manner of how to teach proper, good doctrine. Amen? We have seen families go to the Dominican Republic and serve in there. We have seen people go to Mexico and serve the communities and the children. We have seen so many things happening. But even as I share within this, understand that there are so many stories happening right now that now know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as King, all because some of you said yes. Some of you said yes to go to the prisons. Some of you said, yes, I'm going to lay down my time. I'm going to lay down this perfect weekend when I can chill and watch football. I hope you guys didn't watch it too much yesterday. I heard there was a lot of sad stories. But seriously, to lay down some time and to pursue what the Lord has called us to. And I hope you can hear the rings of the Great Commission, even through what we have read through this psalm, to go and make disciples. And that is what the calling of this church is that we're going to make disciples for the kingdom of God. And as we lay down these moments of comfort, we go and share this story and the narrative of the gospel message. And when we do, there have been stories of impact where people's lives are changed forever because they are meeting with a living King that loves them. So much so that the greatest miracle that I always say experiences that happen is when somebody goes from a life away from the King to the King. Somebody choosing his goodness over their own personal things. They're going from darkness to his marvelous light. One of the greatest miracles that we get to see is a life changed, a life renewed, a life living in the newness and within the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the impact that we have been able to see here at Legacy Church. I pray that you're feeling encouraged with that. As we think through these things, as we move forward in these, I pray that you understand that the Lord is not done with us, but I hope you're getting an image that the work is just getting started. Amen? Even though we can show these testimonies, understand I'm always praying for more things, and everybody who works around me understands I'm always praying for more things, but it's going to take the body of Christ, you here at Legacy Church, to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Obviously, can we all be in everything? No, we can't. but I'm calling on you to listen to what the Holy Spirit is sharing and saying, and maybe join within this psalm that all the nations, all the people, all the things, all the people around would get to know about this God, our loving King. Which leads me to my third thought. God's impact through us is leading to many people giving worship and praise to God. Amen? Understand that everything that we have given, whether you give in our general fund, 10% always goes to mission. We have to acknowledge that, meaning your the generosity that God is allowing you to utilize is going to somebody's life, and it's going to change somebody's life. Not only here locally, but it's going around in the community, and it's going around globally. You are being utilized to do some really big things here at Legacy Church. But understand this, it says, let all the peoples praise you, O God. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. You see, even when the writer is writing this, he says, it's using what we would say harvest language, like farming language. It's referring to the crops that are coming. It's the fields producing grain. And we have to understand, it's proving that the land is fruitful. And I think the good news here today here at Legacy Church is that the ministry that you are a part of, the church family, the church body you are a part of, I can share with you today is proving to be fruitful. We are seeing so many lives changes, so many hearts changed because of you, because of the relationship you have with the Lord, what He's calling you into, what He's calling you towards, how He's loving through you, how He's presenting the gospel message through you. We have to remember as we go to UTD, as we go to Mexico, as we go to the many different areas, it's not just for our own benefit, it's not for our own blessing, but it is to pursue those who may not know who Jesus is, that we would go and make disciples, so that we would go and equip those who want to work alongside with us to be strengthened, to be encouraged. And we are doing just that. And I pray, my prayer is that as we continue to move missionally, as we continue to grow missionally, that our hearts would always be responsive to what the Lord is calling us to. It may, like I said, not be everything, but it might be that one ministry or that one mission trip. For some of us, it is the coworker that we're sitting next to in a cubicle. For some of us, it is our neighbor when we're at school. It is our teacher sometimes. Where this message of love, His gospel needs to be proclaimed. But understand the impact is not so we can feel good. It's not just that, even though it does happen. But it's so that many will come to the understanding and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that we won't be the only ones worshiping, but we're adding to the opportunity for others to worship and give God praise as well. Let the peoples praise Him. Let the peoples praise Him. Let the peoples around the nation praise Him. When people are around you, may they come to an awareness that you serve a God that is a good and loving and powerful God. That your voice is not quiet, but you are in a place where you can give God praise and honor and thanks in such a way that hopefully one day it gives birth to a setting where your neighbor or your friend or the person that you've been ministering to would have that opportunity to give God praise and worship as well. May the Holy Spirit utilize you like that. May He empower you with His goodness, with His words like that. Because He is not willing that any should perish. He is not willing that anybody would leave this earth without the understanding and perspective of who He is, without the understanding of how He loves them. He is not willing that He gave His only Son for us. And now we carry this message, we carry His word so that not only do we get to embark and live in the blessing of the gospel, but we have such a strong word that can set somebody free from the darkness that they're in, from the unease that they live in, from the areas of darkness that they're a part of, into the gospel light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen on that? Today, as we think through the impacts, as we watch the videos, let it not fall on deaf ears this morning. Let it ring somewhere in your heart. God is doing something. If you ever feel in a place right now that God is not utilizing me or God is not doing, maybe it's time for us to start listening and acknowledge this psalm and understand that let the peoples praise him. Let all the world know who he is, because we have been blessed with the nature and the understanding of Jesus Christ through the gospel message, through the cross of what he did for all of us. May that message never die in us, but may it live through us, and may it continue through us, so that all the people praise him, all the peoples praise him. And as we move into this next chapter, within our missional posture, I pray that you're listening to the Holy Spirit. I pray that you're acknowledging his presence and you're acknowledging his goodness and acknowledging how blessed you are, because there are so many things that are about to start happening here in and through Legacy Church. There are mission trips that are coming up. There's mission trips to Spain. That's already full right now, so I can't describe that one. But there are mission trips to Mexico. There's mission trips to Uganda. There's going to be future mission trips. There are so many things that we can be a part of here locally with life groups doing block parties. There are so many opportunities to advance his message, whether you're at school, UTD. It doesn't matter. You have that opportunity. But my hope is that we leave here with a goal that let all the peoples praise him. Amen.